So tonight we have another special story time. This was written by the same fan who wrote Spa Jet. Now there's another little bit of fan service that's going to happen tonight. I'm not going to explain it, but some of you will know what it is. So because this is a special story time, there will not be a second one. There will be a second one later in the week. So this is called The Librarian. "Hey, you're in big trouble," Mrs. Crawford said, standing over me while I was at my small desk in the library. I glanced upward to see the school's new librarian. If there were ever a living definition of the word MILF, she was standing right in front of me. I didn't know if she had kids or not, but she was the most amazing example of an older woman that could be sexy yet serious at the same time. Her short, straight, shiny brown hair, always neatly done up in a bun atop her head. She was tall and thin, with a sweet and motherly face and a lot of curves. She always wore a floral skirt and a crisp white blouse with dark stockings and kitten heels. "Why am I in trouble?" I snapped back at her. She put her hands behind her back and her huge tits expanded under her tight blouse. I suddenly realized that I couldn't take my eyes off of them. I had never seen breasts that large before, and I was amazed that they could just remain standing and not sag. "So, you're the one that's been sneaking in here and using my research computer without permission?" she asked firmly. I know that this is only a junior college, but she took her job quite seriously and ruled the library with a strict computer usage rule. She frequently busted students for screwing around on those things, and they would be forced to leave and not allowed to return for another week. This was the second time someone was caught using her computer without her permission, and she was determined to find out who was doing it. "I don't know what you're talking about," I told her. "Yesterday, I reviewed some of the security cameras and saw that you and a few other students were sneaking into the library and using the computer without my permission," she said. "I don't know what you're talking about," I repeated. She stood there and stared at me for a moment, trying to intimidate me with her silence. "You've got to be kidding me," I said. She stood there patiently and waited for me to say something else. "Look, the computer was just sitting there and blank. I just slid my chair over and began to use it. I didn't know it was your special system." When she walked around me to see the screen, I tried to close all the tabs quickly, but couldn't quite hide them in time. She saw the porn video that I was watching of an older woman giving a blowjob to a young-looking TV repairman. Cheesy, I know, but it's what got me off these days. "I was just checking my email and Yahoo and stuff," I told her. "So you deny that you were looking at porn?" she asked, placing an emphasis on the word porn. Now my ears perked up. She had my attention. I pretended like I didn't know what she was talking about, but I saw that she was now regretting her words as she realized that she had just said that word in front of a student. "What? What porn?" "I told you we weren't looking at anything like that," I said, getting a little defensive. I didn't think I was in trouble, and I certainly wasn't going to be kicked out of school for a stupid computer violation. I was a good student, and my grades were good enough to still allow me to graduate with honors. Why not have some fun with this? "Look, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I saw some pop-up windows on this system when I sat down, but I wasn't looking at porn." She was staring at me, and I returned her gaze. I was sizing her up, and she was sizing me up. I could tell that she was uncertain about what to do, and she was clearly trying to figure out whether I was telling the truth or not. Finally, Mrs. Crawford sighed and said, "Okay, well, we'll let it go this time. Don't let it happen again." "Okay, it won't happen again," I said. I could swear I saw her smirk a little bit. I watched her walk back to the desk at the front of the long room. As she walked, she sexily placed one foot in front of the other, like she was walking a tightrope. She pushed out her chest and swayed her hips just slightly, and I smelled her scent of fresh linen as she displaced the air around her. The next week, I was back at the library looking for a book on raptors for my biology paper. I sat down at an unoccupied table not too far from Miss Crawford's desk. She noticed me as I walked past her and smiled when I glanced down at her. I oriented myself so that I could see her slightly, raising my head from my textbook reading position. I really wanted to take her in today. She was smoking hot. Miss Crawford wore a light blue, flowery patterned blouse and a dark skirt. Her boobs looked huge and round, and I was sure that if she bent over, her tits would sag down and rest on the table. I pictured her nipples pressing into the library carpet and thought about sucking on them while she was on her hands and knees. It was getting hard and she noticed. I could see that she was looking at me and surveying my reaction to her without me knowing that she was looking at me. I felt like I was fidgeting and she was watching me. I looked up and we made eye contact. She glanced down at my crotch and knew exactly what she was looking at. She smiled mischievously at me and I smiled back. I felt like her little game was over. She was checking me out and I knew it. I caught her staring at me several more times over the next hour or so. Finally, she got up from her desk and approached me. "So I see you're enjoying my selection of books here in the library," she said. "I guess so," I replied. She leaned over and grabbed a book off the shelf behind me. She made sure to press her tits against my back, and I felt my cock grow hard in my pants. "I think you might be interested in this one," she said, handing me the book. "Why is that?" I asked. "It's about the Kama Sutra, and it's really steamy," she said. "How so?" I asked. She laughed and said, "You've never heard of the Kama Sutra?" I shook my head, and she told me that it was the book that described a variety of sexual positions and techniques. "Why don't you check it out and see if you like it?" she said. She smiled and walked back to her desk. I sat there for a few minutes, and then I remembered that I needed to get that book on raptors. I went down to the end of the row and went to grab the book, but it was gone. I looked back up the row and saw that the book was on Mrs. Crawford's desk. "What the hell?" I thought to myself. She had walked away from her desk and taken my book. I was pissed off. I knew that she was trying to get me to come over there so she could give me the book. She was trying to lure me back over there so she could talk to me. I didn't want to go back over there. I didn't want to talk to her. I was mad that she had taken my book. I figured that she did it on purpose to get me to return to her desk. So why go back over there? Because she was smoking hot and wanted me there? She wanted to get close to me and was trying to figure out a way to get me to be obedient. She smiled at me when I reached her desk and said, "Back again?" I handed her the Kama Sutra book and said, "Yeah, you took my other book and I needed it for my project." "Did I?" she replied with a mischievous grin. "Well, here you go." She handed me both the books back. "I already checked them out on your account." "Thanks," I replied and shuffled out of the library. That night, I finished my TV dinner and worked on my science paper while lying in bed. Man, this was boring stuff though. My mind began to wander as I drifted off to sleep. In my lucid dream, I saw Miss Crawford sitting on her desk scanning books back into the library system. She wore a tight blue skirt, and as she spread her legs, I could tell that she didn't have panties on. I walked up to her and grabbed some of the books off the shelf behind her. She noticed and smiled. I took the books back to her desk and she leaned over to look at them. She pressed them against the barcode reader so she could scan them, but the scanner wouldn't work because I was obstructing it. "You'll have to move those books so that I can scan them," she said. "I don't think that will work. The scanner doesn't look like it's working," I replied. She smiled and said, "You're right. I guess they'll have to scan them manually." Miss Crawford started pressing the books against her breasts, moving them back and forth in order to scan them into her computer. I laughed as the computer beeped each time she swiped a book across her nipples. She smiled and told me to come closer to her. I walked over to her. She opened up one of the books and closed it over the bulge in my crotch, pinching my dick between her pages. She watched me and closed the book harder and stared into my eyes. I could feel my cock in the tight squeeze of the book and stared at her tits. She was getting off on this too. She closed the book harder around my pole, and I began to breathe faster. I needed to come so bad. I wanted her to release my cock from the book so I could come in her mouth. Miss Crawford leaned over, pulled the book off of my bulge. She raised her eyes and said, "This is exactly what I needed. Thank you for helping me scan these books." "You're welcome," I blurted out. Just then, I awoke and my boxers were soaking wet. I had a raging boner and felt pressure in my balls. I needed to get off quickly. I unzipped my jeans, pulled out my cock, and stroked myself while thinking about Miss Crawford. After just a few firm strokes, I shot ropes of cum on my hand and belly. It was extra intense, as I still had the lingering memory of Miss Crawford in my dreams trying to jerk me off with a book. Before bed, I was cleaning up my desk and noticed something sticking out of the book on Raptors. The note read, "I want you to fuck me in the library, you dirty little student. Meet me in the science stacks at 8 o'clock tomorrow night." I was excited. I was sure that she had picked up on the librarian fantasy, and hopefully she could deliver. The library would be closed at 7 tomorrow, so I would have to find a place to hide before security came along for their final walkthrough. Before I went to bed, I thought about how this would go down. She was going to drop down and suck my cock, and I was going to fuck her in the library stacks. I wondered if she would be on her hands and knees, if she would let me come on her face and in her mouth. I knew that if we did it in the library, we could get caught and she would be fired. That made it even more exciting. I wanted her badly. The next evening, I sat in the main reading room of the library's third floor, near the corner in the rear of the room. When the final announcement came from the loudspeaker that the library would be closing soon, my plan went into action. I went down to the first floor to the basement area. There are rows of shelving down there with old books, CDs, and other miscellaneous items. I ran around down there, moving boxes around to create a small fort to hide in it. And then I crawled into my fort and waited. A few minutes later, I heard the final announcement about the library closing. I passed time thinking about how Mrs. Crawford would be sucking the cum out of my cock soon. I was hard with anticipation. When the library lights were turned down, it meant that the building was empty and only security had access until it was opened again in the morning. I knew that there was only one security guard and he took his lunch break right after closing the library, so we would have about an hour to ourselves. I made my way to the science section of the stacks on the fourth floor. The library was dark now except for the small blue LED security lamps near the doors. They cast a dim but adequate light through the library stacks. I walked through the stacks towards the end of the science section and stopped walking when I heard a noise coming from over my left shoulder. I turned around and saw Miss Crawford walking towards me. She was dressed in a long black skirt and a tight orange blouse. She exuded sex like some kind of super librarian MILF. She wore a pair of glasses and her hair was pulled back in a bun, held together by a yellow pencil. She looked incredibly sexy and I was amazed at how she glowed with confidence as she approached me. Miss Crawford smiled and said, "I knew you would come." She took off her heels and walked over to me. "If you didn't come, neither of us would come tonight." I smiled back at her and replied, "You got that right." We were so close now that I could feel this incredible electricity between us. I took a step forward and she stepped toward me. She looked up at me and smiled that coy grin that I knew so well. "I've been teaching you all semester. I've been teaching you how to fuck me with those books I recommended. Now, I'm going to teach you to make me come," she said. That was all the convincing I needed. I grabbed her and kissed her. She was a great kisser. She knew how to use her tongue. I pushed my tongue into her mouth and she wrapped her arms around me and pulled me close to her. She tasted like strawberries. The heat between us was incredible. I was getting hard as a rock. I ground my cock into her leg, and she pushed her leg up into my crotch, stroking me with her shin bone. I felt her hand slide up under my shirt and slide down my chest, caressing my abdomen. She slid her hand down my pants and stroked me underneath my jeans and kissed me again. I slid my fingers into her blouse and felt her soft, warm body. I felt her soft, fleshy breasts and poked my fingers into her bra. She pulled her hands out of my pants and smiled at me. I reached up and grabbed her tits and squeezed them through her top. She moaned and pressed them into my hand. I unbuttoned her blouse and pulled it off her shoulders. Her bra was black and it fell down her arms. I pulled it off and tossed it on the floor. I reached around and unzipped her skirt, pulled it down around her ankles. She stepped out of it and stood there in just lacy panties. "I've been thinking about your cock all day," she said. "Oh, Miss Crawford, take it out," I whispered. She unbuttoned my jeans and reached into my boxers and pulled out my cock. She wrapped her fingers around the shaft and stroked me up and down. She stared into my eyes and said, "I want you to choke me with your cock, and then I want you to fuck me with it." I nodded and said, "Yes, Mrs. Crawford." I pushed my jeans down to the floor and stroked my own cock as she stared at me on her knees. Although I didn't need to stroke myself to stay hard, the thought of fucking Miss Crawford was all the motivation I needed. I grabbed her librarian hair bun and pushed my cock all the way down her throat, making sure that her lips bottomed out at my balls. She moaned and grabbed her tits and squeezed them together. She sucked on my cock as if she was starving for it, like she needed it in her throat in order to survive. She bobbed up and down, wrapping her lips around me with intense suction. Amazingly, she was able to keep eye contact with me this entire time. She was sucking all my nervousness out of me, and I felt intense pleasure from her mouth and tongue. I began to hold her head down as she deep-throated me, keeping my cock as far down her throat as it would go. After a few more minutes of hard face-fucking, she coughed and pulled her head away from my cock. Her lips were reddened, and I could see spit and mucus on her chin. She licked her lips and said, "Your cock tastes so good. I am so hungry for it." "I want to choke you some more," I said breathlessly. She smiled and resumed sucking. I plunged down her throat once again, and she held me there for about a minute. Amazingly, she was able to stick her tongue out and lick my balls while my cock was still deep in her throat. I was breathing hard. I felt like I was going to come. "Stop, Miss Crawford. I don't want to come yet," I pleaded. "Okay, baby," she said, releasing me from her mouth. "How about you fuck me now?" I reached down and pinched the tip of my dick to stifle any orgasm, and luckily, I was able to hold it back. I really wanted to fuck her. It was important for me to be able to last with her. I suddenly wanted to do this again. "Yes, Miss Crawford," I said. "I want to fuck you hard, and I want to fuck you rough, and I want to fuck you deep." I grabbed her panties and slid them off her body. She moaned as if she enjoyed the roughness of this action. I pushed her up against the wall and lifted her legs, spread her open, and began thrusting into her right there in the library stacks. It was humorously fitting to fuck a librarian amid a sea of books and shelves. I slammed into her as hard as I could. I felt her ass rapping against the cold metal shelves behind her. She wrapped her arms around my neck and pulled me into her. She kissed me hard, biting my bottom lip. I had my hand around her neck and pushed her up against the wall. I felt her warm tits press into my chest. She moaned deeply. Oh my god, I am so horny. Fuck me harder. I pounded her harder, not caring about how loud I was being. I could only think about the fact that I was fucking Miss Crawford in the stacks. I was fucking my hot librarian. My cock was slamming deep into her, all the way to her cervix. I could feel her clit rubbing up against the base of my cock. She was moaning like crazy. Soon, I could feel that familiar sensation that I get when I'm about to squirt my cum. I held my breath, trying to slow down my breathing, but I couldn't. I was breathing hard, fast, and I couldn't control it. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Yes, baby, come inside me. Come inside me. I'm gonna come too. I'm gonna come all over your cock. I felt her body spasm as she came, and it pushed me over the edge. I came deep inside her, just as she came at the same time. The two of us moaned as our sex juices mixed together. She rocked back and forth on my cock, and I softly bit into her shoulder. Oh, baby, your cock feels so good. Your cock feels so good inside me, she squealed. I felt her pussy contract around my cock, milking me for my load. I thrust it into her faster and faster while I felt the cum spurting out of me. I shot load and load of cum into her pulsating cunt. She kissed me and sucked my tongue as I came. I felt her pussy tighten around me. I knew she was coming on my dick. Ever since she had sucked me off, I could tell that she was an incredibly orgasmic woman. She was very sensual and had incredible responses to every touch. As we came down, we were both breathing hard. I looked down at her and smiled. I pulled my cock out of her, and she let out a moan as I did. Her pussy was gaping open, and my cum was dripping out. It was the most beautiful sight I had ever seen. I pulled back, pulled my pants back up, and watched as the cum dripped out of her pussy and down her leg and onto the floor. Some janitor was probably going to have to mop that up tomorrow, I thought with a chuckle. Miss Crawford put her arms around me to steady herself and kissed me deeply. It was more than a thank you kiss. It said to me that she wanted to do this again. You are amazing, Miss Crawford, I said as I pulled away. Thank you. You aren't so bad yourself, she said with a smirk. I'll see you again, and next time, I want to try some new things. My eyes lit up, and I smiled at her. I watched the beautiful librarian get dressed into her sexy work outfit and heels. She walked away, blew me a kiss. She disappeared beyond the bookshelves, and I heard her heels click on the floor as she made her way to the elevator. I got dressed and tried to be quiet as I walked down the stairwell and out of the library. That was a hell of a night. I wondered what we would do together next time, and I felt myself getting aroused at the thought. What a woman. And that is where our story ends, readers. Again, there will not be a second story time because this was a special fan story time, but I will be giving you two stories later in the week. And with that, I wish you good night.